open up the connection in this hour to Tuesday, September the 3rd, 2013. It's upon us. Opportunity is upon us. Work is upon us. Thought is upon us. Picking your spot, you can do that. Don't be on the sidelines, though. It doesn't pay. It's not much fun either to be on the sidelines. You got to get into the action, and you can do that as we overview what some of the important things are that are going on, some of your favorite stories, 888-302-3684. Gets in touch with the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and also, along with that, Ken Kessler is here to translate for me and for you what you're thinking, saying. Well, saying, that's one of the things anecdotally, Kenny, that gets in my mind. People and the way they use words. When someone writes something, literally they are not saying anything. They are writing something. So if you want to say something, then we need to hear you, and that's why the usage of 888-302-DOUG is good. If you would like to express yourself through the written word, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. How's that for explanation?
That works.
Yeah. And so what are we working on with regard to Syria? This is getting to be way over the top. A lot of people want to be heard because it's that time of year. It's when we get back, our head gets back engaged again. So all of this stuff, and I think it's now almost getting silly with the Syria. The president met with Senators McCain and Graham yesterday because both of them are on the Senate Armed Services Committee. They are the two who have been most outspoken about going into Syria and doing something about it. After the meeting, the senator said that plans for strikes against Syria may be coupled with increased support for the rebels. All right, so who thinks this is a good idea? What's our trending thought pattern on Facebook and or Twitter, Kenny?
On Twitter, Tom tweets, remember, they said Iraq would last just 1 month. Because they keep talking about this being something quick that would that would be done. Jackie says the people used to impact politics, and now they sit at home and are angry. Where is the protesting? And Joseph says that he is praying and hoping there is no authorization from Congress and wars are halted.
Wishing and hoping, as it were. 888-302-3684. The essence of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, they've offered the use of their military assets for any kind of action against Syria. So why don't they do it? What do they need us for? Turkey has planes. They bought a lot of them from us. Saudi Arabia certainly has plenty of armaments that they've bought from us. It would be just as good for the military-industrial complex. Sell the stuff to them and let them use it, whatever needs to be done against Syria. Why do we have to do it? Secretary of State Kerry says the simple prospect of airstrikes from America against Syria has already resulted in 100 defections from the Syrian military. He talked with General Martin Dempsey, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chuck Hagel, who's Defense Secretary, and will be talking to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. So, where are you in all of this? That would be the question. 888-302-3684. Let the Turkish, the Saudi Arabians, the people in the United Arab Emirates, let them do it. Here's host Greg Hollenbeck, because that's what happens here in this hour of the program. Kenny has monitored a lot of talk radio programs so that he has a sense and he can communicate that to me, and then I can communicate it to you what the real drift is here in thinking back and forth. And we watch the usual strength of people and their thoughts. So let's see here. Here's Greg Hollenbeck talking to ABC's Ann Compton about the president holding off action against Syria until he gets approval from Congress. And that's what, next week?
What in the world is going on in D.C.? The president takes a walk and talk on the back lawn, and all of a sudden he's changed his mind. And he wants to seek approval from Congress before he does anything with Syria.
This is a very bold strategic gamble for the president. He looked at Britain, where the prime minister was all in, and their parliament said no, they wouldn't go along with it. And the president, who as a senator had long argued against a president taking any kind of unilateral military action without consulting Congress, finally decided late in the day on Friday, and they say that this is the president's idea. No advisors came to him counseling this, that he would go ahead and wait, because he says the military says they can strike these targets today, tomorrow, next month. It will not matter. So he is going to try to assemble, or what they're calling it, flood the zone with evidence for members of Congress to hopefully convince, he hopes to convince them.
Yeah, 9-day wait though, right?
Well, we don't know how long. It could be very well longer than that. Congress will be back a week from today. That's 8 days. They got briefings over the week. About 100 of them came back to town for briefings over the weekend. They classified information cannot be sent to members of Congress unless they're in the Capitol building, in a room that is secure, that's used by the intelligence committees. He is continuing to reach out one-on-one. We've got two things going. Today he's got John McCain, his former rival, coming in. McCain says a strike isn't enough. You've got to go in there and be muscular about arming the rebels, the right rebels. The other thing, the president has about 48 hours to make these phone calls. And then tomorrow we will all be on airplanes heading toward Russia. The president has a summit in Russia Thursday and Friday where he will be surrounded by the very leaders, including David Cameron, that he hopes to have on board for some kind of military strike.
888-302-3684. Everybody's going to Russia. That ought to be a good trip. All right, so anyway, more from the talk host world, and then we'll see what your thoughts are. Later in the hour, Diana Nyad. Man, do I have respect for her. 64 years old. She finally does it, Kenny.
Yeah,
makes it
really
across from Cuba to Florida. Good for her. And good for all of you who want to keep yourself physical, sexy, all that good stuff. 14 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Tuesday program.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for 1 million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins this Monday on NBC.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really gonna drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Mattress Max. The hot deals start here. Restrictions apply.
If you're a Shop Your Way member, you can get a coupon to save $1 per gallon of gas when you spend $50 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Kmart, like Tide, Charmin, or thousands of other products. We know you're excited. So excited that we're going to play Europop trance music so you can celebrate.
$1. Oh, yeah. That's right. Shop Your Way. Kmart.
Valid 91397. Participating stores only. Void where prohibited by law. Max gallon purchase only supply. Offer and member details at kmart.com/earngasforless.
The discussion, as has been the case in the past week or so, seems to prominently wrap us around Syria for a while in each one of our hours, more so in this hour, as we review what some of the talk people are doing, what the focus is on Syria. Let's listen to talk host Tommy Tucker with Charles Dufler, who is former chief of UN weapons inspection for Iraq.
When Saddam Hussein used them against his own people, and you know about this in the historical context, you can help us sort this out. Was there any cry in the United States then to intervene in Iraq?
Not much. In those days, you know, our primary concern was Iran, which you'll remember was, you know, had undergone a revolution. They had taken over our embassy and taken hostages. That was still fresh in our mind. So we tended to turn a blind eye towards this massive use of chemical weapons in the 1980s. You know, since then, the international community has, you know, tried to muster the strength to take a firm line on these things, but the United Nations has been, you know, uneven in its ability to treat cases where not just chemical weapons, but other forms of genocide have taken place. People will remember Kosovo or Rwanda. You know, there were cases like that, very clear to the international community, but they couldn't find a way to do anything.
Well, we were talking about Rwanda on Friday, and not to be morbid about it, but you could almost make a case that you don't want to have to pick one, but you would almost pick chemical weapons over being hacked to death with a machete. And I'm not trying to be flippant about that at all, but I think, Charles, you understand what I'm saying, if you're going to pick a humanitarian effort.
Yeah, and I mean, there is a legal structure that already exists on chemical weapons in, as far back as 1925. After World War One, there was this Geneva Convention which passed a regulation or international law which Syria was a part of, saying they would not use these things. So, you know, there is at least that kind of a legal structure in existence.
So in terms of verification, and this goes to your work and experience as a weapons inspector, and evidence that John Kerry says and the president says we have, the Russian President Putin says we don't, is it about who used them, or is there any doubt that chemical weapons were used at this point?
Well, the weapons inspectors, you know, have one capability that is unique, and that is that they're seen as credible among all the parties. You know, they may have had limited time on the ground, but they took samples. They're sending those samples now to labs, and presumably, and based on just all the video, you can pretty much guarantee that somebody used sarin. So the UN weapons inspectors are probably going to come up with an announcement, which is going to be, you know, no great surprise, that chemical weapons, particularly sarin, were used. The key question that everyone wants to know about is who did it? And the United States has been very firm that the government of Damascus did it. However, it's also possible that, you know, that the rebels had gotten their hands on some chemical agent and used it a little bit themselves. So the answer that comes out of all this may be a bit ambiguous and not as clear-cut as, you know, John Kerry would like.
All right, calls on this coming right up here on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Syrian president, the big stories of the day, they try to cover four or five in each hour as the time allows. And so here we are with Syria still in our focus at 24 minutes after the hour, 888-302-3684, talking about what's going on. The interview that Assad gave to a French newspaper denies there's any evidence his regime carried out the chemical weapons attacks. We need to have proof, he says. So where did it come from? That's the question. 888-302-3684. And your thoughts on whether the president's doing the right thing or not. Let's start with Linda, who's on to the relationship between the president and Congress.
I think the president is right to seek congressional approval. I think that generally he is doing a good job. I don't want to see a repeat of what happened with in the Bush term with Iraq and sending our soldiers over to die for something that did not even exist. I believe that necessarily it could have been the rebels that gassed these people. I don't necessarily believe that it was Assad. We don't know that, and I believe the rebels, a lot of them would do anything to get us involved in this war, to give them the upper edge over the current administration. I don't want to see America engaged in another involvement overseas. The president said we would do nation building, and I believe that that is the utmost important thing. Bring our boys home and our men and women home from Iraq and over in the Middle East. Now, I am tired of all of this, and I think a lot of this is propaganda to get the U.S. involved.
You're very naive, madam. The reason that Mr. Obama is doing what he's doing is because he's fallen victim to the same set of unscrupulous and irascible influences that George Bush has and most of the other recent presidents. It's called the military-industrial complex. 888-302-3684. Michael's in Florida with the United States and Syria having no business linking.
I'm not a firm believer in the nut job conspiracy theories that the rebels gas themselves, but I do believe that the United States doesn't belong involved in this. There's no benefit to the United States for this. These are the same people that were jumping, dancing around, celebrating in the streets during the 9/11. You know what happened with there with many dead Americans. We don't belong involved in this.
No, they aren't the same people at all, sir. But you're right about the second part. 888-302-3684. Charles in Illinois with a thought on the games politicians play.
I think it's great that the president is doing what he's doing with Congress. I feel that a lot of politicians out there are using this as a tool to make the president look bad. And I've also been a little disappointed in a lot of media outlets that are really twisting all of this and making a lot of statements that are just twisting everything for the public and a lot of storylines. And I also feel that we shouldn't be the world's police, and that if all the countries over in the East aren't going to come together, that have also banned against all these chemical weapons. So why should we be the only ones to come over there and use all our resources if they're not to come together as a world and ban all of this? So it's just a little disappointing that to hear people from Europe saying, why isn't America doing everything, and they're not the ones coming together to do something.
Michael in California, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say that this was what he should have done in the first place, because if he's going to go to war and take spend millions and billions of dollars attacking another nation, he really needs to get most of the people in America on board.
888-302-3684. All right, so the essence of what we have is pretty much what we have had. Different voices, but the same story, Kenny. So I think it's time for us. I mean, there's obviously a new wrinkle here and there to discuss, but I think we've discussed it. 28 past the hour.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know, when you go on the internet, you see so much information about UFOs. There was a UFO spotted. Here's a picture of a spacecraft. Here is a picture of an alien. And there are interviews with human beings who were, in fact, abducted by aliens. Now, the question is, how many of us actually believe in these aliens? I mean, the fact of the matter is, we've never seen one on TV. We've never really seen a spacecraft. We've never really seen all the things that we're told to see. But yet the truth of the matter is, most of us believe in aliens without any facts. Now, when it comes to our own belief system, do we rely upon facts to validate all the good things that we think can happen in our life? Most of us will say, there are no facts, therefore I don't believe. If you believe in aliens, I want you to take that same philosophy and believe in yourself. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
Yeah, on the highway of conversation and news, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program as our gear is moved up. It's just an interesting, although yesterday we were on the air live and I felt it more yesterday than today, but it seems to be that at this time of year, things change. The vibration, if you will, of people and their attention to what's going on seems to change. So thus a lot of repetition when it comes to Syria and the stories that are coming out of the Middle East, but I think we've had enough time with that, Kenny, in this hour. So let's move along to some other things that are going on. The conversation that will be worth some time. For example, Dennis Rodman left for North Korea earlier today. He's going to spend 5 days there. Second time he's been there. He's got a great relationship with Kim Jong-un. Better be careful, though, because the people Kim Jong doesn't like, he seems to dispatch firing squad for those women who were prostitutes last week. You didn't hear that story. There had been some speculation that Rodman, who has been over there, I think last time he was there was March of this year, right? Trying to secure the release of Kenneth Bay, who has been jailed for 15 years trying to overthrow the government, supposedly. He says, Rodman says, not going to North Korea to discuss freeing Mr. Bay. Focus of my visit, I'm going on another basketball diplomacy tour. Mr. Kim Jong-un is a big basketball fan. They seem to get well along with each other when they had that earlier visit. You saw the pictures of them laughing and eating and drinking together, watching an all-star basketball match. Remember that from last time? The Irish bookmaker Paddy Power has sponsored Dennis's trip over there. I don't understand that connection, Kenny. What am I missing here? There is a lot of betting going on with the North Koreans, or just because he's getting so much attention, it's good for business?
I don't know. I didn't even know he was going until you started.
Really? Oh, okay. All right. This the hoo-ha. North Korea canceled a visit by Robert King, the special envoy on North Korean human rights issues, because the State Department said it was a humanitarian mission, and Kim Jong-un doesn't want to release this guy. And so, he's the complete sole power there in this country. He says, I'm not going to change my mind. This interview that shows up in the magazine today. He calls Kim a nice kid. Mr. Kim rules the country unchallenged. There are 200,000 prisoners in work camps around the country. Apparently, Mr. Bay had been working as a Christian missionary in China. He was arrested when he crossed the border late last year. The North Korean Supreme Court said it sentenced him to 15 years of hard labor for plotting to overthrow the state. It said he had secretly brought propaganda materials, including a National Geographic documentary on life in North Korea, into the country. This guy was a missionary who was trained in China, had been bringing tours to China, and apparently, well, here's what always gets sticky with these things. Did he intend to cross the border, or did he just... It sort of reminds me of these girls from last year who crossed the border from Iraq into Iran. Or was it the other way? No, it was from Iraq to Iran. And they didn't know that... They were just two kids walking around. How do you cross the border from one country to another and not know that you've crossed the border from one country to another? That's hard for me to imagine. I suppose up in the mountains or the remote areas, I mean, we can see... Maybe all I have to do is look at the Mexican border and figure out the answer to that question, huh? All right. Diana Nyad. What a woman. Became the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage yesterday. Here is the conversation she had with Sanjay Gupta about her swim.
Sanjay, is it? It's all authentic. Just, it's a great story. You have a dream 35 years ago. It doesn't come to fruition, but you move on with life. But it's somewhere back to when you turn 60 and your mom just dies and you want to, you don't know, you're looking for something and the dream comes awake again in your imagination. No one's ever done it. It's I'm not sure when the next person will do it is. That's how hard it is to get everything right. And when I say everything right, with all the experience I have, especially in this ocean, I never knew I would suffer the way I did.
Are you hurting right now?
I was hurting then.
I mean, I know your face is swollen. And you're...
That's okay. That is temporary, and you know. But 13 hours, partly because of the daylight being less these days, to avoid the fatal attacks of the... Different if you had something else that just hurts. There's a fatal, debilitating, even if you do live. So I had a prosthetics mask made, you know. In flat water, it's pretty good. With a bump and the wind was just stark, was like glass. 90 minutes later... For 49 hours, the wind just blew like heck, and it was rough. I tried to, my whole mantra this year was find a way. You don't like it, it's not doing well, find a way. You can't get stuck in the negative spaces, you know, with endurance sports. You start going like, this hurts too much. Why? Maybe another day. You talk yourself out of it. Even people with iron will quit when it's really tough.
Find a way. I like that.
Find a way. So it was really rough that first day, Saturday, after the start. And I just said, forget about the surface up. Get your hands in somehow. And with your left hand, say, push Cuba back and push Florida toward you. And forget about slapping and grinding and feeling seasick and just push Cuba back. But the jellyfish mask just about undid me.
You know, she's talking that one part because she had to wear the special jellyfish protectant that actually was like a retainer in her mouth. And again, she's wearing it for, you know, 53 hours. That's part of what caused those abrasions. But it was those jellyfish in the past that were so problematic. I'll tell you, you know, she would sing songs to herself. And you just think about that, just 200,000 strokes over and over again, pushing Cuba away, pulling toward Florida. She would think of people that inspired her, things to just get her through that swim. It was tough. I mean, she was throwing up at times. She had significant pain. She is 64 years old and just swam nearly 55 hours. It's amazing.
It is amazing. 110 miles approached the shoreline of Key West just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. All of the cheering fans there. You listen to her voice, and she doesn't normally... I've had her on this program a couple of times. She doesn't normally sound like that. Never give up, she told a well-wisher. What a wonderful...
wonderful phrase, never give up. And that's something we can all of us learn so much from, something that you're really passionate about, that you really want to do, somebody you really want to be with, whatever it is, passion, never give up. It was her fifth attempt to swim this distance since 1978. Good currents, fewer poisonous jellyfish. Still challenges, though. Cold temperatures. And you can tell by listening to her that she had some swollen tongue issues. She was brought to a hospital for evaluation. Seems to be okay. What a great story. Isn't that a great story? Love, love, love.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
look at a map, and it just it doesn't look that far.
No.
But I just can't imagine swimming for over 50 hours.
110 wow. miles?
Yeah.
That's a lot of swimming. Got to have a pretty good breaststroke for that. So anyway, congratulations to Diana Nyad. A good story. Here's a story this is short and sweet, sort of from, I always make reference to Paul Harvey when I talk about things that are going on in the business. This you may get a kick out of. There was a radio, as I have said this week, last week, a lot of changes come to radio stations the first part of September and the first part of January. That's when a lot of changes take place. So in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, a radio station there wanted to change their format, so they decided to stunt. And that happens often. Kenny's familiar with that. They got a lot of attention. Matter of fact, national attention, obviously, if I'm talking about it. They started a rumor in the newsroom at the radio station that aliens were taking over. And this stunt got the people in the schools thinking they were going to be attacked, so they shut down the schools in Muscle Shoals. The management of the radio station was trying to bring attention to the format switch and aired fake conversations between aliens and station personnel.
Oh, no.
And attention they got. Imagine. But the school department, they sent the kids home. How gullible do you have to be to go down that road, one would wonder. Anyway, a chuckle or two. 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and the corresponding connection, if you will, through Twitter, at Good Day Show. The DEA has a bigger phone database than the NSA. That coming up, along with the more on the minimum wage discussion as a result of last week's exciting and challenging strikes by all of the fast food workers. That's coming up here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply.
See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus seven moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I working our way through some of the major stories. I wonder how many people are going to talk about this today, Kenny. A company called Jardin, which is basically a consumer products company that nobody really knows. You don't know it's them as they sell their products under various labels and names. They've agreed to buy the largest maker of scented candles, Yankee Candle, here in Massachusetts, for $1.75 billion. Those of you who like Yankee candles, you'd be interested in that. Minimum wage discussion. Here's Taco's Dan Proft talking to Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal about the focus on the minimum wage, what with that strike and all last week.
Governor Quinn is calling for workers of Illinois to unite behind a $10 minimum wage, that this is the path to prosperity for Illinois. So what do you think about that? He's one-upping the president. Well, president's also only calling for a $9 minimum wage. Quinn wants to make a 10.
Yeah, and out here in California, they want to make it 15. So you're still a little bit behind the other dark blue states. But, you know, this is craziness. In fact, this has become one of the big issues around the country is this so-called living wage issue where, you know, McDonald's burger flippers are going to get $15 an hour and people who work at Walmart are going to get $15 an hour and the people who, you know, work at all the restaurants in the country. And what you will do if you raise the minimum wage, and by the way, we have very good evidence of this, because remember, we just raised the federal minimum wage a few years ago. And what happened as a consequence of that was that the teenage unemployment rate went through the roof. The unemployment rate for unskilled workers went through the roof. You destroyed the jobs of the very people that you were trying to help. And so if you raise your minimum wage to $10 an hour in the state of Illinois, you're just going to bleed more jobs, and you're actually going to end up hurting the very low-skilled, untrained workers that you're trying to help. And let me tell you guys this. My first job was working at a Burger King flipping burgers. So I've done that, and I did it for the minimum wage, and it wasn't $10 an hour back then.
And you were graphing supply and demand curves while you were flipping those burgers, right?
That's right. But, you know, to be serious, you learn a lot. I think everybody knows who's listening to the show, you learn a whole lot from your first job.
Sure do. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's good, Evan. Thank you. 53 minutes past the hour. Ken and Doug on the overview department on the desk at the news desk. Not at any desk. Oftentimes I stand up while I'm doing this. I remember working at WEEI in Boston. I was the operations director of the radio station for a couple of years. One of the things I did was rebuild all the studios so that people who were on the air had to stand up while they were on the air. I built all of the consoles up so you had to be standing. Because sometimes people get into a seat and you get into kind of a lull. You become kind of, you don't have the, if you're standing up, you're at it. You know what I mean? All right, everybody up and at them. You don't know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
The stations I've worked at before, I always preferred the ones that were built up where you stood.
Yeah.
But it's like you're more active than what you're doing.
Right. It's kind of fun for people who do studio tours, for people to see those folks who are on the air standing up and sort of vibrantly involved in the conversation. Speaking of that, there's a report in the New York Times today that the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration's database of phone records is bigger. Yes, I said bigger than the NSA's. Apparently, the DEA has a counter-narcotics program known as the Hemisphere Project, which has access to data from every call coming through an AT&T switchboard all the way back to 1987, folks. The program has been in place since 2007. The NSA database, meanwhile, stores data for nearly all calls in the U.S., but only goes back 5 years. Officials noted that the DEA database is maintained by AT&T, and all government access to the records is controlled by valid subpoenas. They also emphasize the program does not involve listening to phone calls, but instead allows them to quickly make connections to suspected drug dealers. Legalize drugs and stop this nonsense, please. All right. The European Union. Interesting governments there getting involved in car manufacturing by creating cars that can't speed. You're going to be interested in this report as a conversation begins with talk host John Caldera.
This is from the Telegraph. EU plans to fit cars with speed limiters. All cars could be fitted with devices that stop them going over 70 miles per hour under new EU road safety measures with aim to cut deaths from road accidents by a third. Under the proposals, cars would be fitted with cameras. Those cameras would be able to read road signs, the ones that have speed limits, and automatically apply the brakes if that speed limit is exceeded. Now, the transport secretary in the EU is said to be opposed to the plans, which could also mean existing cars are sent to garages to be fit with speed limiters, preventing them from going over 70 miles an hour. Now, you get the idea here. As technology grows, we can certainly use this technology on the roads. We could have governors in our cars. We could make sure certain that people don't speed. And now with new technology, we can make sure they don't speed on your neighborhood street. We could vary the control of the car depending on the neighborhood that it's in and the road that it's on. So there would be no way you could go faster than any particular speed. Now, this measure that they're trying to do is meant to reduce deaths in Europe. 30,000 people die every year on the roads in Europe. More here in the United States. Although, amazingly, our roads continue to get safer and safer and safer. When you look at deaths per vehicle miles traveled, that is how many miles we drive within a year, we've never been safer in cars. Nonetheless, I will concede, this could make us a whole lot safer. Would you like to bring this to the United States? My guess is you don't. I don't want it. But why don't I want it? Why don't you want it? Doesn't it make perfect sense? We have the technology. We can make sure people don't speed. That would help save lives. And it would control people on public streets. They would obey the speed limit. What is it about that that is so very distasteful to us? I hope it's distasteful. It really gets to the point of a command and control government that will limit your actions, limit your ability to do something wrong, versus a society where we're held responsible for doing anything that might be wrong, but we're still empowered to make that mistake.
All right. Mistakes, we all make them. Whether or not driving that fast is a mistake or you like it because it's fun, it remains to be seen. Look out for Big Brother, 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.